You know what time it is. Welcome to Great Table Talk. Childhood friends coming together to make a difference in our everyday community. Enjoy this week's episode. Welcome to Great Table Talk, everyone. It's your girl, Cash.
It's Ree.
Hey, Ree. Hey, girl.
Hey.
How's everything going?
Everything has been going wonderfully. How about you?
Everything's going good. I've had some good days.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think you hear me.
Yeah. More for the people in the back. So I wanted to just jump right onto the hot topic.
Okay. We'll jump right in. So Business Insider has an article about Steve Harvey's Sand and Soul Festival moving out of the Dominican Republic. The vacation was set to take place in October, which they're still planning to keep the same dates. However, they're moving it out of the Hard Rock Hotel and Casino in Punta Cana, where the event has happened the last 2 years. But this year, they are planning to move it from out of the Dominican Republic totally to a new location.
Okay.
And their executive producer stated that they should release the new location by next week.
Okay. Well, you know, I tell you, and I think we've talked offline about this. I went to Dominican Republic last year, and I had a wonderful time. And I'm going to be honest with you. If by chance I was headed to the Dominican Republic right at this, in this climate, with everything that's going on, I don't think I'd probably go.
Yeah.
You know, now I didn't even know about this. Maybe I'm not really a fan like I thought I was of Steve, but I didn't even know about the
Sand and Soul Festival.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been going on for the last few years, like I mentioned. Now, it is not as advertised as, let's say, the Tom Joyner,
cruise.
Is, but they have been, you know, making remarks about it. I think there are commercials about it while his show is on. It's kind of like that.
Okay. Well, and here's the thing. It's something about that Hard Rock Casino Resort out there in the Dominican Republic that a lot's been going on over there.
Well, in the beginning, it was just Hard Rock, but there's also a few other locations that have come out. I personally think that there's something, I like I mentioned on my Facebook page, is literally, to me, something in the water. You know how there's always that saying we say, oh,
yeah,
it must be in the water. No, literally.
Old people knew something.
Yeah, I think there's something there.
Right.
But for me, and I actually had a trip planned for September that I recently pulled back on. And that was a hard decision because it was a trip planned around someone that I cherish very dearly. So it really was a hard decision. But at the end, just looking at all of the news reports and seeing what's been going on, I had to, you know, finally come to this. And I'm saying I, but it also, you know, affected my husband as well because we were both going together. So we both, you know, made a decision together.
You see them husband and wife, the couples that have been going to, and it's not funny. It's really not funny. But it just seemed like it's hitting these couples kind of hard.
Yeah.
So you probably made the best decision not to go.
Yeah.
Although I understand how challenging it has been. Now, my question for you is, even with the decision you made, and you saying that it's something in the water, see, what I've read and what I've noticed that they're replacing a lot of these alcohol with some type of, I forget what substance I've heard, I read in a couple articles. And of course, there's a lot of hearsay, but it seemed like everybody was drinking something out of the mini bar.
The mini bar.
And although it is free, and I've always done this, everywhere I go, I don't care if it's Jamaica, Dominican Republic, St. Thomas. I never get the amenities of the free drinks. Well, let me back up. The mini bar. Now, in the Dominican Republic, the resorts, everything is all inclusive. However, just a minute, I never looked at it. I never. And the drinks that are in the actual, like around outside that you can go to get the alcoholic, they're really weak. So I think that's the real looking at why it's really weak. Because that never clicked to me. Like, why is these drinks out here weak, but you got this mini bar? And I never did think something suspect was going on, let's be clear. But I don't know. But I'm glad I didn't. And I'm not a big drinker anyway. But let's just say, for instance, when you go out, you want to have a good time. So mm-hmm. if you're having wine and, you know, or whatever it is.
And that was part of my decision also, because I don't want to feel like I have to keep.
Right.
You know, looking over my mm-hmm. shoulder or wondering, oh, my gosh, if I do this, or, you know, mm-hmm. or do that, you know, what will happen? You know,
that's true.
Or, you know, you're reading your reports about advice on what you should do, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. use bottled water to brush your teeth. Like, I mean,
yeah.
you know,
no.
human See. Nature, you know, yep. you're in a rhythm, a routine.
Yep.
You don't usually use bottled
that's
water,
correct.
Right?
I wouldn't be into it. I'm just, you know, only because, hell, I get pissed off when I have to boil the water at home.
Right, when the boil advisor
you're like,
is
man,
like,
man, look.
Like, this is aggravating.
Yeah, and I'm on vacation. You want me to? No, y'all doing too much. I get it.
No, but I think we just have to really, you know, and a lot of people say, you know, well, go ahead, you know, just pray about it. Well, what about the watch part of that? Because
yeah.
aren't we told watch
and
pray? Like, we have to be mindful of the things that are going on.
Right.
And make sound decisions that are, you know, that are best for us.
I'd rather be safe than sorry, though.
Basically.
You know?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that we got that hot topic kind of get it rolling, because I really want to talk about, now that this has become an issue, mm-hmm. right? And it makes you kind of want to think, like, is traveling abroad really safe?
Hmm.
You know? Now, I love to, let me tell you something. Me, and of course... Mm-hmm. Well, you probably travel more than I have in these last few years. Speaking of which, that's what I don't like about you.
What?
You can travel a bar. You went to Hawaii.
See why?
No, but
you're making it personal.
Yeah, it wasn't about you.
I feel the attack coming this way.
Nobody told me. You be like, but I did. I want to hear that.
Mm-hmm.
But
first class, you know, too, honey.
I just want to be. Let me tell you something. The only time I got first class is when they gave me a free upgrade. That is the only time. Now, I'm being honest with you. When that day comes and I'm always first class, you better know. I'm like, hey, Bree, guess what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always first class.
Girl, look, I'm grateful for any opportunity that I have to experience something
mm-hmm.
different. Now, granted, I'm not always, you know, especially internationally. I've never had the feeling that I need to do that. And
mm-hmm.
and I know a lot of people do, and that's great. That's wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
But don't knock anybody that want to stay
not.
Local.
That's just how
I am.
Yeah, right.
I don't like to be on a plane too long.
Yeah, well, I don't mind.
Like, I just don't.
Yeah. And I understand that. And I'm going to just tell you something. I have, and Brandon and I have talked about this often,
mm-hmm.
is like, I always wanted to see the world.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm going to be honest with even with my... with Brandon and another cousin of mine, they went to, what was it that they went? It was a long flight. They flew through Hong Kong to,
that right there.
Yeah, they did a whole bunch. And to get there, and it's a beautiful place, but that
mm-hmm.
was on my list, but not my bucket list.
Okay.
Do you get what I'm saying? There's mm-hmm. a few places that are, like, on my bucket list. And where
mm-hmm.
they went, which was beautiful, it's somewhere in Asia. Anyway. It's like, I'm more of a Caribbean type girl.
Mm-hmm.
Give me anywhere in the Caribbean, and I'm all in there,
mm-hmm.
you know, and Anguilla, Antigua.
But, you know, I think that's what it is for a lot of people, which is why Dominican Republic is so enticing, because,
mm-hmm.
and then if you look at the prices on going over there, it's quite affordable.
Yeah.
You know, but I think that overall, just in looking, like I said, at the reports, and I don't think it's an entire international thing.
But a lot of people have that mindset.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let me back up. Years ago, several years back, I remember when I was going to Uganda.
Mm-hmm.
And this was around the same time that they were killing Christians.
Uh-huh.
And we were going on a missions trip. However, when I tell you, my dad was like, listen,
mm-hmm.
don't go over there. Everybody, 95 to 97% of people was like, don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, well, I'm chill. And it wasn't like, but you know, I was much younger then.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, you know, when you're young, you think you're invincible.
Yeah.
And I really didn't have a fear. And I went over there and I had a great time. We flew in through London, stayed in London about a day and a half.
Mm-hmm.
Then went to Uganda and did the same thing on our way back. So I say that to say, I had a great time. And I'm glad that I had that experience, because it was beautiful in Uganda.
Right.
But you have some people, especially like our parents and our grandparents,
mm-hmm.
like, no, I'm good right here.
Right.
I mean, even like when Katrina happened, a lot of people didn't leave New Orleans,
right.
nonetheless, Louisiana.
But I think in that example, I think it was also due to access to transportation.
If you think about it. Fair enough.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, even when it was affordable, because I remember even
people here are like, well, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm just going to ride it out. Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. Even let's take away the storm. Even now, there was a couple times that we even went to Orlando. Mm-hmm. And my daddy wasn't feeling it. He was like, no, I'm good. Mm-hmm. Now, keep in mind, he served in the armed forces, and he was in Korea and a lot of other places. And I don't know what it is about I don't know if it's a certain age or that mindset kind of set in. Mm-hmm. But he was like, I am good on not, I don't want to fly to Orlando. I was like, daddy, it's a free trip. He didn't want to come to Orlando. He wanted to drive. If he was to do that, like, it's okay to vacation, guy. Mm-hmm. But I said it, but I don't know. So we want to know, like, are y'all okay with traveling abroad, or does this cause you all? What about you personally? You said it's not a thing necessarily about everywhere, but certainly.
I don't think it's a thing everywhere. And then you have to look at the economic status of Dominican Republic, where majority of their income is based around travel. So, or tourism, I should say. So if, you know, I have a hard time listening to their, you know, travel advisory board when that large of a percentage of their income is based on tourism.
Right.
Of course you want to make sure that people still come.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Regardless of what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, you're trying to make sure that you bring in that money.
Right.
Okay. But I need some information. Mm-hmm. And there's no information, and you cannot tell me. I've never been one to really believe in coincidence. I just don't. Mm-hmm. So you can't tell me that it's a quote-unquote coincidence that people who are in the same hotel or the same resort are passing away, becoming of the same thing.
Right.
Becoming very ill.
Right.
And now it's not just in one resort, it's in a number.
Right.
And the thing is, the people that have unfortunately passed away or unfortunately have become ill went there in the mindset of, oh, that won't happen to me, or they weren't knowledgeable about what was going on. Because again, some of the number of the people that have been counted, some of them are people who have come forward and said, oh, my loved one passed away. So all of these did not happen in the last 2 months.
That's correct. You're right.
You know,
we
might be looking at a span of 18 months. But still, after a certain, I mean, it's just too much.
And you have a travel blogger, and I don't have her name. Her name doesn't come up to mind right now. But she mentioned that when she was in the DR with her husband, they were riding bikes. Hold on, I'm trying to see if I can Google it real quick. But, look at this. Oh, bam. Okay, check y'all out. So she spoke about her time when she was in the Dominican Republic, and she's riding bikes with her husband, and she didn't, and she had some guys that walked up and was like pushing on her bike, trying to get her to fall off or whatever. Her husband was riding up ahead of her. And she said when she wrote on her blog, she didn't put that experience in there. And now she's speaking on it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what was her name? What is her name? Doesn't have her name on here. She has 27,000 followers on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And she spoke about that experience. And that's pretty wild. You know, and my thing is like, it's amazing that, I guess it's comfortable because you're a travel blogger. So people pay you to come travel today and have a great experience. So it makes me question, like, I went there, by the way. Nice. It makes me question, by the way, can somebody pay for you to give a good review on several, you know how.
Of course. Even,
yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to be honest. There's certain things that bought on Amazon, and I didn't have a good experience, and I put the negative review, and it's like, well, we'll reimburse you your money and send you a gift or whatever, or
just
another.
Just let our readers know.
Just take that, delete that, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that's happened to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, the last couple of times I haven't, but there have been quite a few times that I have. So this is kind of one of those things.
And it's not to discredit anyone. I just find it difficult to take the advice of someone who's financially profiting off of individuals going to Dominican.
That is a fair thing. And by the way, her Instagram, her name is Cora Smith. So you sometimes get paid to travel and you want to make sure it's all positive. But mm-hmm. I think in order to be trusted, you can't really come after the fact and say, okay, by the way, this happened to me. And I was afraid to mention it.
Yeah, I just would really like answers myself. Like right. What's going on? Like, right. You know.
Now the FBI is involved. So.
Right. So. You know, just let us know what's going on. And then how are you going to correct this so it doesn't continue to happen?
That's what I kind of would like to see. But I, in all fairness, I'm glad that it didn't happen. Mm-hmm. This is terrible. This is kind of my selfishness, right?
And then, of course, there's the whole issue in terms of if we really want to go deeper, but we're going to just stay on the travel aspect mm-hmm. about how Haitians have been treated, mm-hmm. you know, why are we even bothering to mm-hmm. to even try to go over there? I mean that's another yeah. aspect. Yeah. But again, maybe we should do this in another show. I didn't want to touch on that aspect only because although it's important, you know, I think that we just need to. There are people who either are not aware mm-hmm. of that issue or they really just want to. They want to travel there. Mm-hmm. So let's just address the people who are wanting to travel there or were thinking of traveling there and pulled back, such as myself, mm-hmm. and deal with that.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. Because everyone has the right to spend their money wherever they would like.
Right.
Regardless of what's going on.
Right. And you're right. And that,
they have the responsibility to that of themselves. And it's... You know, I try to provide information just as I would like information right. from other people, mm-hmm. but it is not up to me to decide what somebody does with their money.
And I know you wanted to not talk about it, but we can kind of mention it, is that there's a Netflix, and we could talk about this another mm-hmm. Another Absolutely. Podcast. There's a Netflix documentary, and I think it's called An Island Divided.
Yes.
Is that the
something,
name of it? Yeah, something like that. But it's on Netflix that is on there. That's very, very good. So, you know, mm-hmm. if you get a chance to watch, guys, it's pretty good. So let's wrap this podcast up. And I think I would like to say in closing, I'm glad that when I went to Dominican Republic, I had a great time.
Yes.
We stayed at Breathless Resort.
Which was another resort that was named.
What?
Yes.
Well, you know
two
what?
Two instances, I believe.
Shut
Breathless.
Your face.
I know one for sure I heard. I read.
I know there was a friend when all this happened that tagged me on her friend's mm-hmm. experience while she was at Breathless. Mm-hmm. And I was like taken aback. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm like this. Although I don't mind traveling by myself, which I have done several times, mm-hmm. I don't think I've ever traveled out of the States by myself. Nope, that I can think
that's
of.
Different. Yeah. Now I know people who have.
Right.
And they're wonderful. They return back safely. They're mm-hmm. doing fine. That's just something that I'm good.
I think and it's just not that I don't mind, but I think when you're dealing with out of the country, it's kind of great to travel with a group. Mm-hmm. Later on this year, I'm traveling with a group of ladies. Okay. We're going to Cairo in Dubai, and it was something that was taken care of years ago. But
let me just tell you.
I love with a group because what we're doing. As you know, I'm not a planner. Just tell me how much and where I need to be, and I've come to know that about myself, mm-hmm. and I embrace my imperfections. And it's not like because if I choose to plan, y'all gonna be like, I'm gonna get us there, and I'm gonna tell you when we're leaving. What y'all want to do?
And right, that's probably in between.
You're the one, you're very, you know, okay, structured, like between this time and this that. And you're the one that gets stressed off about it. But
see, that's another show in its entirety.
Because yeah, no, I know.
Because then everybody's expecting you to be the planner. And sometimes I just want to show up somewhere without having to plan it.
Walking in your calling. Just walk in your
calling. My calling right now is to relax.
Amen. Amen. No. Well, we're going to wrap this podcast up. It has been great table talk. It's your girl, Cash.
It's Ree.
Bye.
Bye.